tragedy to South Africa. Elation earlier in the year when the World Court announced their decision favorable to the Republic on the Southwest African issue.
In the light of these various considerations, court finds the African cannot be considered to have established any legal right or interest appertaining to them in the subject matter of the present claim, and that accordingly the court must decline to give effect to them. For these reasons, the court, by the President's casting vote, the votes being equally divided, decides to reject the claims of the Empire of the Republic of Liberia.
But 1966 had tragedy in store for South Africa, as an assassin's knife entered the life of Prime Minister Verwoerd during the parliamentary session in Cape Town.
I then went towards the scuffle and saw that the Prime Minister was sitting in his seat, and he looked as if he had been struck. I then noticed that blood was coming out of his shirt. I ran towards him then, climbed over the desk because there were other members standing round his desk, and tore his shirt open and found that he had been stabbed in several places.
After the shockwaves had died down, South Africa settled down once again under the leadership of the new Prime Minister, Mr. Forster. Much discussed in the Republic was the visit earlier in the year of America's Robert Kennedy, who addressed several South African universities. On June the 6th, he was heard at the University of Cape Town.
Each nation has different obstacles and different goals, shaped by the vagaries of history and of experience. Yet as I talk to young people around the world, I am impressed not by the diversity, but by the closeness of their goals, their desires and their concerns and their hope for the future.
Back in America, musical history is being made by the Sinatra clan, both Papa Frank and daughter Nancy topping the world hit parades with independent hits.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be true then. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
President Johnson sought for better international relations in 1966. The president traveled widely to deliver his message to Mexico, New Zealand, Australia, the Philippines, South Vietnam, Korea, and Malaysia.
There is new hope, a new vision in this vast area of the world. Nations are joining together, not only to resist aggression and to prove that might does not make right, but to make a decent life possible for all of their people.
Johnson's words rang hollow to certain people in Vietnam.
We don't like the war in Vietnam.
Yes?
Yes, sir. Now I ask the American, go home and bring the war, come back to the America.
There were attempts to bring peace to Vietnam, including a bombing halt called by Johnson as an invitation to the North Vietnamese leaders to broach peace talks. No response came, and America's Secretary of State Dean Rusk commented,
"I found no one who had any indication or belief that the authorities in Hanoi had decided to give up their aggressive ambitions or to come to a conference table to bring about a peaceful settlement."
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa.
Tom Jones, with his 1966 chart-topper, The Green, Green Grass of Home, provided a background for maneuvers by Charles de Gaulle away from the United States and closer to the Soviet Union. The canny statesman was playing both sides in an effort to retain France's neutrality in Europe. De Gaulle made an 11-day visit to Russia, and Kosygin reciprocated with a 9-day visit to France. In India, following Prime Minister Shastri's death of heart failure, Mrs. Indira Gandhi took over. Her goal, in common with those of other world leaders, was peace.
We in India are greatly interested and concerned about peace. For to us, it is not only a question of an ideal, but one of very practical necessity.
At the theater, 1966 provided the killing of Sister George, the Lion in Winter, the assassination of Maraz, told by the Marquis de Sade, and the much-discussed play by Edward Albee, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? While musicals included Cabaret, Man of La Mancha, Sweet Charity, and Mame. In Aberfan, South Wales, in a coal mine disaster, an avalanche of black slag came down, killing 137 children in a schoolhouse. A resident of the town, Gwyneth Davies, was an eyewitness.
We heard this terrible roar, like a truck, and everything started to seem to run out the back, and all I could see was a terrible cloud of black dust, and then absolute stillness. I've never known such a horrible stillness in all my life.
Highlight of the soccer year was the World Cup final between England and West Germany.
England 2, West Germany 2 in this very even still World Cup final of 1966. A long kick from Tilkowski. Headed away by Jack Charlton down to Nobby Stiles. Stiles with a long ball through to Ball, and Ball will run for all he's worth after this one. He turns it in. Can Hurst get a shot in? There's a chance for Jeff Hurst, and he's hit the bar. It must be a goal. I would have thought that went in, but he's not given it. I thought that hit the bar and went in, Maurice Edelston. I'm not certain. Yes, it's given. It's given. England are in the lead.
England won 3-2. England was not quite as successful battling with economic problems. Harold Wilson's Labour government struggled to make good its pre-election promises to stabilise Britain economically. And in July of 1966, Secretary for Economic Affairs George Brown introduced Labour's prices and incomes policy.
Gives us this opportunity to be able to require, in significant cases in the national interest, a pause for reflection, cooling off period, if you like, during which claims, proposals, price fixing and all that, dividends, can be measured against the national interest as well as against the apparent sectional advantage. And we hope this will enable us to get the rise in incomes in relation to the rise in productivity and to stabilize, and I would hope begin even to reduce prices.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind?
A theme from Alfie, starring Michael Caine, one of the movies of 1966. Other movies, Blow Up with Vanessa Redgrave and Zero Mostel, and a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. The year saw Russian spacecraft soft-landing on the moon and crash-landing on Venus. But the United States maintained their space lead with 5 two-man space shots culminating in Gemini 12, with Buzz Aldrin proving that man could work while walking in space. When the Gemini program completed, Robert Gilruth of the Houston Space Center announced the next phase.
With our time schedule and with the present state of Apollo, it's in the best interest of getting on with the program to close out Gemini now and put our full effort into the Apollo program.
One amusing incident connected with space in 1966. A Californian, John Carchez, revealed that he had scratched his grandson's name on one of the spacecraft sent to the moon and then claimed,
I, John Carchez, do hereby lay claim to that part of the Earth's satellite, the moon, which is within the radius of 10 miles in all directions from the spot where Surveyor 1 landed on the Ocean of Storms, Oceanus Rostellum.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.